T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Chris Kroc, by the way, in for Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. First thing is, I got to say, it was when David had me come on, it may have been a mistake because you unleashed me. You unleashed me and you encouraged me. And that's like feeding the animals at the zoo or petting them. You're not supposed to pet. Don't touch the animal. Don't feed the animal. You did. Even with the cold that I'm battling, you know, play the world's smallest violin, I will still be going nuts here. And because David brought up the illegal migrant who was grabbed in the streets of D.C. and screaming like a little child. Here, let's play that. But here we go. It's like the Howard Dean song.
Yo no debo nada.
Yabadabadoo.
Yo no debo nada. Yo estoy trabajando.
I am working. Yo soy trabajando.
Yo no debo nada. Yo no debo nada.
This is great. He's screaming like a little girl, and I think this is the one that Jessica Tarloff from The Five on Fox News retweeted, said how horrible it was, until she found out he's a child rapist. Then she deleted it. Shh. Never happened. And then, as David said in the last segment with me joining him, Telemundo, Estereo, En Vivo, was going wall with this guy. We care about this child rapist arrested in January of 2024, so a year and, 7 months ago, for aggravated sexual assault of a child under 13. We care about this man. Who's going to pick our crops? Who's going to deliver our food? They be clown themselves, these people that are just pro-illegal and such in line, call them migrants. Get out of here. You know what? And we're going to probably get into this in just a little bit, but here's the deal. Listen closely. If you remember just one thing from the 2 hours I get to fill in for you, for Joe today, remember this, but there's going to be several of those, I suppose. But remember this, an unprecedented invasion for 4 years with Joe Biden and cackling Kamala, an unprecedented invasion begets an unprecedented deportation. Let me tell you something. I don't give a frog's feet. You know what? Whether you are, by the way, you're a criminal if you came here illegally, period. And a magic Kamala wand to wave you in and make you suddenly a fake legal person coming into this country. Get the hell out of here. An unprecedented invasion begets an unprecedented deportation. Every single illegal we can get out of this country must be gotten out of this country. Because the next Democrat that comes in is going to do the same thing. And they're going to invade this country because they're going to say, oh, if I can get 10 to 20 million people in 4 years and only a quarter of them, because, I mean, realistically, Trump's only going to be able to get out 5 to 10 million if we're lucky, probably between 4 and 6 million. I love that we're striking fear in the hearts of the illegals. This is what I voted for. For every time an illegal, a rapist, a terrorist, or just an illegal violating our law, breaking the law by crossing into this country illegally, for every one of you, we're going to get rid of as many of you as we can. And if you don't like it, if you feel it's racist, xenophobic, whatever you want, I don't care. You did this if you voted for Joe Biden. And so if you don't want to see this, don't let it happen again. And if we don't do this, it's going to happen again and again and again until we become Europe. Now, we don't have a radical Islamic, we don't have Islamic countries near us, thank God. But Europe, Great Britain, France, and Germany will, not might, will become Islamic states somewhere between 10 to 30 years from now. All three of them will be Islamic states, period. There's no question. Without faith, without family, with having, you know, if you're lucky, 1.1 kid per household, and we they're out of wedlock, we got to make sure you don't get married. No, we don't want that. We don't want to help the kids' chances of not going to jail, being on drugs, not going to college, dropping out of high school. We don't want to do that. So the more we have unmarried, faithless people having one child at best, and then every Muslim's not a radical, but and then we have Muslims having five children on average or four children under. It's just a regular formula. And the no-go zones will become the entire country, and that's going to happen. Now, we don't have, as I said, an Islamic country nearby us. Thank goodness, because there's no freedom in Islamic nations. But we are importing the third world. And I'm going to tell you, this is for the future of this country. And of course, you also have the replacement theory, which isn't a theory. It's outright fact. And who's that clown from, I can't remember what borough she's from Manhattan, but who said, we need more of these, I want more of these Haitian illegals because, we need our district to get more numbers up. We're going to take, and I'm going to get into the decision to throw out Tish James' $500 million pathetic fake lawsuit that she ran on as a campaign to do this, being thrown out. We all knew this would happen. We knew the New York Court of Appeals would throw this out, and they just did today. It's not a surprise, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I'm going to tell you this right now. This woman, as you know, I'm not telling you anything new. She campaigned on, I'm going to get Trump, I'm going to get Trump, I'm going to get Trump. No problem. Your campaign is to get a man when he's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. You ran on it, and that was your focus. And look what you got. You spent 3 years in an investigation. You got a bogus $500 million judgment, including the interest. It's all gone, all thrown out by the Democrat, liberal, New York State Supreme Court, because facts are facts. And you wasted and you urinated away three years of investigation while you make sure that the thugs and the criminals who terrorize the community of Buffalo, who break into our homes, beat the hell out of people, and in less than 24 hours are back on the flipping street, a man cowering in his bedroom, locking the door, home invasion, kicking the door down and beating the hell out of him. And they're out the next morning, three of them, the fourth one's on the lam. They're out. Why are they out? Finish the job. Finish the job. Make sure he's dead. Come back and finish. They know where he lives, obviously. Finish the job. Kill him. And then you'll be in jail. That's where the priority is. Get Trump 3 years urinated away and let the thugs run free. Now, look, people keep voting for this crap. Look, I'm from Chicago. I fill in regularly on Chicago station. So I'm very much, I was just there last week, and the same crap's going on there. Because it's a liberal Democrat controlled and ran state. This is how it is. And the fools will continue to push this in. They will, their hatred of Trump and their love of criminals, particularly people of color, and because they just don't want to punish them. The soft bigotry of low expectations, the racism of not holding people accountable because of the color of their skin. That's what the state of New York, the state of Illinois is all about, as far as I'm concerned. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm right. I'll take Mark in. Now, this, you're going to have to help me with pronouncers. Thank you, Tonawanda. I dated a girl in high school named Tonawanda. Wonderful woman, wonderful woman. Mark and Tonawanda, you are on News Radio 930 WBEN. Croc in for Beamer. Hello.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I just wanted to comment. I seen this this guy that got taken down. I guess he was in D.C., the child rapist, allegedly, or whatever.
Yeah, let's hear from him again real fast.
Yeah,
by the way, real fast, Mark, is this how the minor child that he raped screamed? And do you see the Democrats? Do you see the Democrats caring more about him than the child that he raped? Go ahead, sir. According to the authorities, go ahead.
No, I mean, this all comes down to, I mean, I'm seeing online today, these people now are mad because how he was handled when he got out of the car. I bet they wouldn't get mad if I got out of the car like that and tried to run and got body slammed. I mean, what is wrong with people?
How do you think he handled a minor that he was arrested for raping?
Well,
how do you think he handled her?
Whole thing. These people got like super, I don't know what it is. They're just, these people, I guarantee if I went to a foreign country, they wouldn't be getting as much publicity as the people that come here get. It's a disgrace. It's just absolutely crazy. And you're talking about Chicago? That Pritzker, that guy's nuts. It's going to take one of these governors, one of their family members, to get killed before they say, gee, we got a problem. But it doesn't affect them. They all got money, private security details. They don't care.
Right.
But ultimately, these judges got to break from these policies and say, look, I'm a judge. You do something stupid, you're going away to sit.
They're not going to, though, because, you know, you saw that sick woman in San Francisco who overruled and said, no, this illegal invasion from the three countries. It was Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba, y también Nepal. And she said that you're, you know, talking about the racism because of the color of their skin and poisoning blood or something. She was a Biden appointee. It's all about it's all about an ideology. It has nothing to do with law, and you know what it is? It's their religion. It's their faith. We were driving into church. I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth, where I've been for over 15 years, and we were driving into church going downtown Dallas. I go to First Baptist Dallas, Robert Jeffers, if you know who he is, a good friend of the president's. And I'm going downtown, and underneath me is I go underneath overpass. And these people that are, this is in the height of the Elon Musk stuff with Tesla and boycotting Tesla and doing all that stupid stuff. And they're holding out their signs. And I told my wife, I go, look, that's their church. It is. It's their church. This is what they worship. This is their everything to them. They don't have a God. This is it.
Yeah, you got a serious problem in this country with, you got this subculture of what used to be right is wrong, and what used to be wrong is right now.
Mark,
crazy. Yeah,
I appreciate your call from Tonawanda. Thank you very much, sir. Did I pronounce it again right, Producer Tanner? Woohoo! Okay, so if you're just joining us, Chris Croc in for Joe Beamer. The other thing that's really cool is you guys let your host go nuts for like 20-something minutes twice an hour. I love that. Okay, no rules, just go. Remember that ghoul, Judge Arthur Engoron, and, of course, Tish James, the $500 million suit judgment is thrown out. We knew it would be. It just took a while. And meanwhile, you got these home invaders I was telling you about. Let's hear a piece of audio from, this is from WIVB Channel 4 on the home invasion.
It's difficult whenever you see individuals commit such violent acts.
This is the chief.
You know, especially individuals that we find have criminal histories, some of which may possibly have been dealt with by law enforcement in, you know, the recent past.
He's way too kind. Well, they have violent histories, some of which may have been dealt with in the violent past. Why don't you tell the truth, man? Why don't you grow up here? These are thugs. They have violent histories. They have no business being on the street. We work hard, and they're set free the next day. This is a joke. It's an insult to the people of this great city. It's an insult to us, and it's all pro-criminal, and they're going to finish the job. That's what the message is from the state of New York. Finish the job. Kill the guy, then you'll stay in jail.
So it's difficult, especially considering the amount of time and effort that police officers invest in the investigation and ultimately in locating the individuals that are responsible. It's very frustrating on our part.
And so I have sympathy with the frustration, the hours and the time. People don't care, unfortunately, about the hours and the time our police force spend. I do, but they don't, in general, care. What they care about is being alive and not being beaten down and not being stole from or victimized. And this is victimizing them time and time again. Thugs run wild. That's just how it is in the state of New York. It's also how it is in the state of Illinois, particularly in the city of Chicago, Cook County. So let's go into, so that's that. Let me hop on to the next one. The Mugger Mover. There's a reason why police officers in Minneapolis, who I hung out with, I mean, I did a talk show in Minneapolis for a couple of years back in the day. And, but when I was in the Caribbean with my wife, three or four years ago, I can't remember. Well, I befriended some Minneapolis cops that were on vacation, and they call it the jail rail. Detroit calls it the Mugger Mover. I call it either the jail rail or the Mugger Mover. I've been in, I mentioned Minneapolis, St. Paul. I did a show in Atlanta, and I did a show in Dallas here for 15 years. And anywhere I go, it does not matter. And sure, I don't ride the jail rail, never have in Buffalo, but I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't matter. The jail rail comes up from downtown right by our house, but within a mile. Or two, I don't know. It always seems like it's closer. And I go to a rec center. I'm going to tell you right now, whether you're in Buffalo, Atlanta, Minneapolis, or Dallas, you go within a mile or two or, you know, in that radius of every single stop where the jail rail goes, and you have panhandling, you have crime, you have theft. At the rec center, you get homeless people coming in all the time, and nobody cares if you're paying your dues and you take a shower or something like that, but they literally stay there all day. They're sleeping and they're being thrown out because the place I'm at is not Dallas, where they don't mess around for the most part. But you will see panhandling. You will see aggressive panhandling. You will see people committing crimes because that's what the Mugger Mover does. It takes muggers and it moves them. Now, I understand that the chances of you getting mugged or beaten down per se, in Chicago, it's 24/7. It's vile. You will have guys who have groped, assaulted women 9-10 times, and I'll read about it when I'm doing a show. And it's just, it's beyond insanity. So you will have that. I'm sure it happens in New York all the time. I mean, well, gosh, thank God they're not lighting people on fire with illegals like they're doing in New York City, in Buffalo, that I've heard of. But they're trying to expand it to UB North. And there was a meeting last night, the first public hearing. Oh, our environmental study is done. Look, the Mugger Mover, we're gonna lengthen it. And so they had the first public hearing. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is no way in heck that you would find me supporting expanding anything. And I'm going to tell you, too, when you have the counties around Dallas, it's about, you know, just like Buffalo and New York City and stuff, you got 6 collar counties, maybe 8 collar counties from the metropolitan area. And when you start hitting the suburbs, eventually it stops. The county north of Dallas County, which is Collin County, with 1.5-2 million people, ain't nobody wanting that rail up there. They'd rather drive. They'd rather deal with the traffic. They don't want the crime. That's number one. Number two, it's breathtaking. It's pathetic and it's horrible to see people's houses being put on the line. Some of them and their businesses being totally removed. You're gonna hear from a lady in a minute who was going nuts on this, saying that her brother, I think it was, bought a house for like $50,000 30 years ago. Now it's worth $150,000. He's going to be thrown out of his house. And then you think he's going to buy a house for $150,000? No. And those are individual cases, which people don't tend to care about as much as they do themselves. But the effect, I think, in your area, where if you live anywhere near there, is you're going to have more crime and more thugs and more aggressive panhandling. That's been my experience. So I'll play the audio of people going nuts, which I love, but I want to hear from you too. And also the unions came in, like always. They'll bring in a couple dozen people or more. I don't care how many jobs it creates. I'm not selling my soul. I'm not putting my community at risk to get jobs. There's other ways to do it. No, I do not care. I do not care about that. So who is this for? Who do you think this Mugger Mover is for? Will you use it? Do you want it? Do you want it anywhere near you if it was by your house? Lines wide open if you want to chime in on that or anything else I've talked about so far. 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930 or star 930. It's Chris Crockett for Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
News Radio 930 WBEN, Chris Crock and for Joe Beamer, 716-803-0930 is our number, or star 930. Okay, we have some breaking news that just came in, a couple of them real fast, and it's just so much fun to do this. I love doing this. Okay, first of all, this is too big. This is great.
Well, guys, this just in, Fox can confirm that President Trump will go on patrol tonight in our nation's capital.
Cuff him and stuff him. Pop him and drop him.
With law enforcement and military personnel at his side. President Trump broke the news today in a radio interview, and we expect more reportable details shortly. Shannon, an incredible development.
I can't do a good Trump impersonation, but I think it's so funny to think about. This is going to be huge. I'm going to make arrests. This is great. I love this. Oh, my gosh. Wait. How does he go on patrol? How does he go on patrol? Is he going to be in the Beast? Is he going to be following the patrol cars? He's going to have like what, 50 Secret Service people with him? I don't even know what. This is great. How's this man going to do it? How's the leader of the free world going to go on patrol? I don't know, but this is one of the many reasons why I love this guy. I voted for this. This is exactly what I voted for. This is a spectacle in a good way. Raising awareness. Spectacle. By the way, I don't know if you caught this. I know you've heard about it. I'm sure you've heard lots of good stuff in all this realm on this story. But what was really just very important for me to share with you and play with you was the other day on Martha McCallum's show, she interviewed the head of the police union in D.C., and he said absolutely these numbers are all rigged about crime. Let me play this for you.
That's one of the chief complaints of our members when we go around and talk to them, is that they respond to the scenes of these violent crimes. And inevitably, you'll have a captain or a commander or sometimes a lieutenant show up on the scene and advise them to take a report for a lesser offense. One of the things that we see them do often is sometimes there'll be a shooting or a stabbing. And if the victim is uncooperative with the police, which is not uncommon in some areas of the city, they'll be directed to take an injured person to the hospital report, which is not even a crime at all. It's an incident report. Sometimes you'll have a robbery. It'll be reported as a theft. Other times you'll have burglaries that are reported as unlawful entry or thefts. This is something that's been unfortunately part and parcel of the police department for some time, and we're very skeptical that these crime stats are accurate.
Yeah, everything's rigged. I was listening to, I think Jesse Waters had a story on the other night about several stories he mentioned in passing, but one of them was like a guy was murdered, beat to death with a brick or something, and they changed it from homicide to like whatever, he was brutally beaten, not killed, I think. They changed it to like an injury or accidental injury. I mean, this is what they're doing, according to the head of the police union, who I believe very much so, and other stuff. Here, now look at this. The week before Trump surged law enforcement in D.C., this is the stats I'm about to give you. It's from the week before he surged and then the week after he surged. So you're looking at like a two-week period from before the surge and then after the surge, what the stats are, how they've gone up or down. Ready? Since this happened in those 2 weeks, robbery went down 46%. ADW, I can't remember what that was. Somebody sent in an email the other day from when I was filling in for the Jesse Kelly show. I can't remember exactly, though. Oh, aggravated something or other. I can't remember now. Dang it. ADW went down 6%. Carjacking down 83%. Car theft down 21%. Violent crime down 22%. Property crime down 6%. All crimes down 8% within 2 weeks. That's called putting your huevos on the table and kicking butt and taking names and doing what needs to be done. And by the way, the lie from the left is that they're only going to the tourist areas and the white low crime areas. That's totally false. Half of all, if you take out the arrests of illegals, which I totally support, this is what I voted for, but about, it looks like around, perhaps around half or so of the arrests are illegals. Take those out, because illegals are a different, you know, category. It's just about raw crime. Of all the arrests for crime in D.C. with this surge, half of them are in districts 7 and 8, ward 7 and 8, which are the most violent, and they're poor and they're heavily black. That's where half of the arrests have been. This is not just going to the touristy area. And by the way, that clown Wolf Blitzer, he took a picture of a Humvee, you know, one of the military vehicles, and then next to it's several soldiers in their uniform. They're not allowed to carry. They will be carrying soon, though. They're all standing there, and he said, this is what he took a picture of and tweeted out. This is what I saw on my way into work today. As if to say, without editorializing, without trying to he was totally editorializing, but doing it in a way where he could, you know, be like, well, I'm a newsman. I just reported what I saw. No. He's trying to say, look at how militarized this area is. You know what, Wolf? That's fine. He kissed the butt of that Mahmoud Khalil terrorist, the supporter that needs to get out of our country on the visa. So he's a leftist. The point being is, so what? This is great. I think it's awesome. I think it's absolutely awesome. There's no shame in that. There's nothing wrong with that. Taking back a city. But you see, when you are, and one of my buddies wrote a column recently that talked about the left looks at, they do not care about the individual black folks that are getting victimized, killed, etc. They don't. The left cares about people as a whole, like black people, brown people, but they do not care about individuals. They don't care about the actual individuals who are being raped, murdered, trafficked, sold poison to and killing. They don't care about these individual peoples. No, they say, oh, the at large. But they don't care about people. They do not care about individuals. That was a very prescient point, and it's very, very true. And the other thing is, you got Muriel Bowser. Oh, what's her name? Yeah, I got it right here. Karen Bass, of course. I know she's the Los Angeles mayor, but she made a comment about this too. Let's see if I still have it up. Here it is. So on the crime crackdown in D.C., listen to this.
I'm very concerned about that. And not only that, I'm concerned about the way he is rolling that out in Washington, D.C., which is essentially calling, essentially going after young black and brown youth. in Washington, D.C., imposing a curfew, saying that if they violate the curfew, the parents could be charged $500, saying that the kids could be detained and arrested. We've tried those policies before. They do not work. And it's my understanding that crime was going down in Washington, D.C.
So yes, if you're rigging the stats like we're hearing about, of course it's going, oh, look at this. Oh, look at this. Oh, wow, crime's down. Oh, look at that. Ooh, it's fixed. Who cares about the people that are being raped, robbed, murdered, etc., and terrorized? Now, obviously, Karen Bass has not looked at the people that are like age zero to right around mid-20s or lower 20s. Every homicide that has been done has happened to young people in the District of Columbia for the past 1 year and 8 months has been black. And Judge Jeanine Pirro, now the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Jeanine Pirro, released these pictures like from this year and last year and all their faces, and they're all black. And here she is, this clown, saying, well, black and brown people. Yes, you don't care that every person killed in the District of Columbia for the past year and 8 months that is under roughly 22, 23 years old, that's my guesstimation. Jeanine Pirro, I think, said young people. They're all black. She doesn't care. Well, you're going after black. You're damn right. If a black or brown person kills somebody, we're going to go after them. You're damn right. If they rape somebody, they burglarize somebody, they rob somebody, they beat somebody, you're damn right we're going after them. All right. There's my little flash of anger. Let's go to Catherine, because Kathy in Kenmore. Kathy, you are on the Joe Beamer Show. Chris Kroc filling in on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, Chris. What a great topic. Listen, I have an unusual situation where the majority of my friends are legal refugees and immigrants. They're from all over the world. You're talking East Asia, Eastern Europe, Sweden, South America, pretty much everywhere. And because I like to know what's going on, the real story, I've actually asked every single one of them what they think about the immigration, the illegal immigration problem in the United States. And if you have these people as your actual friends,
yes. Let me guess before you say it. They're rabidly against illegal immigration, and it makes them very angry.
So angry. You just have no idea how angry they go. They're like, United States has lost its mind. Those are the people that we are trying to get away from.
Yes, exactly right. Like,
very good friend of mine. She's from Congo, where they're having all the problems right now. And we have, together, we have...
That's the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, yes.
Yes, and it's all North Kivu and Bunia area. Yeah. And we have we actually have an orphanage over there, 200 kids, that we're trying to move to get away from all of this. She's really well aware of what is going on in the world. But when she sees people come in illegally, no matter if they're Congolese or Somalian or whatever, they just get absolutely furious about it. Because number one, she had to wait 15 years to get here. And number two, these are their enemies. Now, the people from Eastern Europe, their problem is different. Their problem is Americans have lost their minds to try to embrace any type of socialism.
Right.
So because that's what they left.
You also need to add in the Cubanos, the Venezuelans. I have in-laws from Venezuela. My wife's a father married a Venezuelan woman. I've been talking. I speak Spanish not as well as I'd like to, but I speak it fairly well for somebody who's not fluent. And I've been talking to her for 20-something years about Hugo Chavez and now Nicolas Maduro, the unelected dictator. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what they fled from. To give you an idea how bad it is in Venezuela, the front cover of the Wall Street Journal about 2-3 years ago had a Venezuelan thug who was leaning up against the car and his hands were in his pocket, and he's complaining because he has one bullet left in his gun. And when he robs people, they have nothing. They have nothing to take. He can't get anything from people when he robs them. So that's why Tren de Aragua, including being told by Nicolas Maduro to come here and to spread chaos and to destroy this country as much as they could, that's why Tren de Aragua is like, they are literally like, it's like taking candy from a baby coming here. Because if you can thug out and be a hardened gang in a dictatorship place like Venezuela, what do you think you can do to Americans? We're a joke. The most vigilant of us are a joke compared to what they know. They can eat us alive, and they have been.
Because because they just don't have a conscience. They don't wait. They understand how things work. They work as a group together. But I got to tell you, the thing with Americans is this, is that we are so compassionate. We are. As a nation, we are the biggest giver to any type of charitable thing. But the problem is our compassion isn't based on knowledge. And so it's totally misplaced.
But let me say this. People like yourself and myself are compassionate. The left is this is, as I mentioned earlier, this is their religion. This is what they fill in that God sized hole in their heart. They fill this stuff, and so this is their purpose, their meaning, their everything, which is all this leftist stuff and this invasion stuff. Now I'm gonna let you finish off. I apologize if I interrupted you. Finish off your point.
Well, on top of knowing all of these immigrants and refugees, I also have my sister-in-law is extremely wealthy, and California, New York, Martha's Vineyard. Just so wealthy.
Yeah.
And what I notice is this comes down to the politicians and the very wealthy class of people.
Yes.
Because they're like, oh, you know, we need to hire these people.
We need our slaves. It's modern day slavery. I need my slave in my house. Yes.
Absolutely.
That's all it is. Yeah.
They'll drop a couple thousand dollars on a meal, and they'll just do that regularly. So it's like, just hire an American citizen, or go back to what we used to do and visa people so that they could work here at a lower wage in the United States.
I think they actually would rather hire an illegal, because they just feel genuine, like they feel this genuine guilt, love, and support for people who are here illegally over Americans. And especially, I would say, seriously, because it's a disease they have in their minds on this stuff, white Americans. You know, I have an in-law who I love dearly, who is super leftist. And I mean, two things, I'll just say one, that talking to one of our other in-laws, who's a police officer, and talking about how their son got pulled over and, you know, there was weed in the car or something. And then he told his son about, you know, well, your white privilege. And my officer buddy, your officer in-law, said, like was like, oh, and he like didn't say anything, but he's like super conservative like I am. Like, oh my gosh, like this is real to them. It's sad. It's a sad place to be. And that's the ideology. Thank you for your great call. Appreciate you, Kathy. Lines wide open at 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930. By the way, if you want everything I'm playing on the air, talking about, is on my Twitter feed. At Chris Kroc Show, at Chris Kroc Show. Follow me on Twitter, ChrisKrok, at Chris Kroc Show. You can also see my podcast I put up there every day, and I'm all over all the socials as well. But if you want to get in on Twitter, that's good. That's the easiest one for me to just mention to you. This is another thing. Grand Island students' parking design approved after alleging rights violation. So you know how this works. We see it all over the country where students, through maybe attendance or through good grades or something like that, they get their own parking spot. And then when they get their own parking spot, or however they get their own parking spot, it's not relevant, but they get their own parking spot at school and they're allowed to paint it. And what a big mistake, because you have people like myself. You have people that... are Christian. You have people that are conservative. They want to paint an American flag. They want to paint Donald J. Trump. They want to put MAGA up there. They want to put their Christian faith up there. And that's what this young lady did in Grand Island. She put up her senior parking spot design. This is from WIVB Channel 4. And it was approved by the school today. Well, it wasn't approved, actually. But here's what it said. On there, it had some crosses, and it said, God is love. He loves you. And a quotation from, they said in the story, Christian scripture, it's talking about where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, there's nothing in there that's threatening. There's nothing in there that's mean. It's a woman, a young woman, or a high school student, expressing her faith in God and in Jesus. And there is nothing to be threatened about by that. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to like it. It doesn't matter. But it's not threatening. It's not, but you might consider it offensive, but you can kiss off. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you know that if she put in there the antithesis of that, put an LGBT trans flag, all this stuff, and, you know, worship like the left, worship trans and all this other stuff, and pride flags, there would be no mention of anything. If she was a Muslim and she put up, I mean, again, I mentioned earlier when I was talking to David in the last hour, if you get like a trifecta, man, if you're gay, Muslim, handicapped, or, you know, so you put your combination together, you're gold, man. You can do almost anything, right? Get away with almost anything. You put anything in there, or like free Palestine, free the terrorists. You put that up there. Oh, that's fine. But you can't put your Christian faith up there. And these people have, and here's the thing, this is their bent. They have a bent towards hostility, towards Christianity. I believe, ultimately, it's because they're going after the one thing that's true. They don't go after things that are false. They go after things that are true. They don't realize that. That's a subconscious thing. But they're going after something because it's true. That's why they don't go after some of these other faiths or these other things. Now, I'll spare you going after certain faiths because I'm a feeling guy. But I'll tell you this. Their bent is against Christianity. And before she painted it, they were against it. After she painted it, they were against it. We have to cover this up. We have to cover. Why? Why do you think they covered that up? Why do you really think they covered it up? I think they found it offensive. And I think they were afraid. And I think it's disgusting what they did. And I think it's pathetic that a lawsuit from a Christian group, which is, thank God we have these groups, the First Liberty Institute. I think they're the ones based out of here in DFW. Thank God. Can you imagine what these people would do? People like you or me, and you know, I don't care if you're Christian or not. The point is, people like you and me who might be conservative, can you imagine if we didn't have these groups? Can you imagine what would happen? Let me tell you something else. What if this girl crab walked away and her parents crab walked away? Oh, we're sorry. This never would have happened. Stand up to these freaking people. Stand up to this crap. Stand up. And this family made a call and said, you're violating my rights. And these clowns, these ass clowns, they got their butt handed to them because all of a sudden in like 24 hours, lawyers? Oh, were we violating your constitutional rights openly and plainly on its face? Were we? Yes, you were. A lawyer has to tell you to back off. You fools. You anti-Christian, you hateful fools. Or you scared, cowering little fools. You scared, cowering, or you hateful fools. Take your pick. So, I'll ask you a few questions. You know, why do you think this really was? Why do you really think they did this and went after the parking spot? And should this have even been an issue? Maybe you are offended by. Should this have even been an issue? Lines wide open if you want to chime in. 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930, or star 930. This is Chris Crockett for Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. News Radio 930 WBEN. Chris Crock in for Joe Beamer. And let me tell you this. You can chime in if you want. Grand Island students' parking design approved after alleging rights violation. She has her senior high school parking spot. She puts up stuff all about God is love, He loves you, and has a Christian scripture quote on there that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, which is a quote from Jesus. And that's just not allowed. I mean, what, you're a Christian? Oh, you have to hide it. You can't express it. Totally false. This is so simple. Look, I'm not an attorney, but I'm a broadcaster. I'm a radio guy. So that means I'm obviously, you know, people say this isn't brain surgery. It is. People say this isn't rocket science. Yes, it is. Okay, maybe not. So I'm just a guy with a microphone. You just need to vaguely, lightly follow the news, and for any time for the past several years and beyond, it's very, very simple. A staff member of the school cannot lead or prod, I should say, or initiate. That's a better way to say it. A staff member at the school, whether they're teacher, or janitor, doesn't matter, coach, they can't initiate. Prayer or, talk about their faith and stuff or proselytize. A student can. And this is a bedrock simple right as an American. This is freedom of speech. freedom of religion. There's no such thing as freedom from religion. That's a lie from a leftist anti-God group based out of Madison, Wisconsin, where I did a talk show years ago, and we had a lot of fun messing with them when I was there way back when. But so it's just unreal. A child can bring a Bible to school. A child can pray. A child can initiate stuff on their own, as long as it's obviously not interrupting class or something. You know, that's the simple one. Doesn't matter what you're saying. You can't do things that are against the rules, if you will, with conduct. But this isn't even a question. And so you see, I don't know what you want to see. The Grand Island, New York people there at the school are ignorant, afraid, or despising or disdaining of Christianity. Park your crap at your house, man. Keep your hatred or your ignorance or your fear out of that school. These kids have a right. The school, they said no, but then this family, and I want to remind you again, imagine if they didn't call the First Liberty Institute. Imagine if they didn't call some lawyers that defend Christians. They would have been told, they would have just gone along. Imagine if they acquiesced. The superintendent suddenly, after a day after the First Liberty Institute, schooled them and said, hey, you idiot, have you not seen these cases? Including the case of that, remember that football coach, I think it was in Washington State, who after the game was over, a high school game I think it was, would go on the field and kneel and pray. But he wouldn't tell the kids anything, he wouldn't initiate, he had no, it was done, the game was over. So there was no reason that he couldn't go on the field. He would go on the field and kneel, I think, and say a prayer. And the school tried to shut him down. I think they fired him or something like that. And then, of course, he got his job back because he wasn't initiating anything. He was just going and doing something on his own. He didn't say, okay, team, let's pray. But a student can initiate anything. And so you should be deeply concerned about the Grand Island, New York School Board. Even if you despise Christianity or don't like it, that's your business. But you should be deeply concerned that you have a couple of options here. You got extraordinarily ignorant people running a school district who don't even know basic, like barely following the news law, like where you'd see cases like, oh, like, what are you, an idiot? Or are you completely ignorant of what happens out in the world? It's completely ignorant. Or they're hostile towards Christianity, which is a real problem. Because, you know, would these clowns be hostile towards Islam? No. Do you want me to pray with you on your prayer mat? And then you have so the hostile, ignorant, or I'm sure there's another option I could throw in there for you, but you get the drift. And then so they come out today and they flip the decision within 24 hours because the lawyer said, "What the hell are you doing? You're violating this student's rights, and we're going to take you to court and we're going to win." You stupid fools. And they said, we take this seriously, our responsibility to uphold constitutional principles. Yeah, you take it so seriously that you violated somebody's rights 24 hours later after you were contacted, you changed your mind. You don't take nothing seriously. You take being threatened, humiliated, shamed, and forced seriously. Because you wouldn't have changed nothing if this, and yes, that's a double negative, you wouldn't have changed nothing if you weren't threatened with a lawsuit. Shame on you. Shame on Grand Island, New York School Board and School District and this principal and the Grand Island High School. While we strongly dispute any assertion our policies violated any... we strongly say we didn't violate anybody's rights. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. You should check out comedy instead of school because you're pretty funny. After careful consultation with legal counsel. This guy, Grand Island Schools, went on to say they'll review senior parking space program in the future months to consider whether adjustments to guidelines or practices are warranted to better reflect the district goals. What are the district's goals? To persecute Christians. We know that. The District of Grand Island, New York's goals are to persecute Christians, but not persecute Muslims. I'm sure of that. Probably okay now to persecute Jews. Because it's all about, and I'll segue that into this, because it's all about, you say, why? Why is it so much vile hatred for Jews in this country? How could this be? Why and how? Well, it's very simple. The very people that worship, adulate, celebrate the DEI poison, those very people are taught. They're taught that there's two class of people, oppressor and oppressed. And if you're white, you're an oppressor. It doesn't matter about anything else. So if you're one of these white liberals, you're a guilty white liberal. I'm an oppressor. Oh, I got to make sure thugs and murderers walk free on the streets if they're a person of color because I'm an oppressor. I have to stop oppressing them, even if they beat the hell out of me or kill me or sexually assault me. I'm an oppressor. And a Jew is considered a white person, and therefore they're an oppressor. And the Palestinians are oppressed because they're people of color. That's all this is. It's also the oldest hatred, a form of hatred there is. I'm not a Jew. I want to make that clear up front. So it's not coming from I'm a Jew, which would be fine too, but I'm not. It's coming from what is right. And so you have clowns yesterday protesting the fact, while they're protesting U.S. Rep. Tim Kennedy, and the story was in the news. This copy of it's from WGRZ and Channel 2, but about protesters rallying in Buffalo they're not rallying for Gaza peace. They're rallying for the approval of slaughtering Jews and the approval of terrorism. That's what they're rallying for. These people are, it just says right here, the only thing you need to do is read here. It says this was organized by WWL and the Party for Socialism and Liberation. They're socialist, so that it doesn't matter. I don't care what a socialist thinks. Do you? No. Other than don't give them any power and just ignore them because they're irrelevant to me. Unless you're in New York City and they're taking over the government. And Mandami is not a socialist. He's a communist. So, and you know that, and I know that. But, first of all, I didn't like the first part of Congressman Kennedy, Tim Kennedy, his answer when he was asked about this. I don't think I pulled it because I'll just tell you what it was in general. He was asked about, well, did you get a trip? Did you get a paid trip to D.C. and who paid for it? Not D.C., I'm sorry, Israel. And he didn't necessarily shirk or shy away. But yes, I had a funded trip to Israel. It was a standard, whatever, above the board. They funded me to go, and it was from the Israeli outfit. I don't care. And then ultimately, Channel 2 said that it's ultimately AIPAC, which is one of the largest, not the largest, lobbying force for Israel and Jews in this country, which I have no problem with. I could care less. He's going to Israel, and he said, oh, I also want to see about Palestine and peace and stop it. Get out of here. Get out of here. So he was playing the game a little bit, which I'm like, get out of here with that crap. One person broke the ceasefire, and that's Hamas on October 7th. One person invaded a country and slaughtered 1,200 Jews. One person or one entity invaded Israel and kidnapped 250 Jews. One entity killed babies, threw them in ovens, burned them alive. Raped women, butchered their breasts and played with them while they were raping them and then shot them in the head. Sorry, this is what they did. I'm not sorry, actually. This is what they did. And one entity held 250 Jews in captivity, tortured them, raped them, even the men, and starved them. We saw the Jewish man who, and I tweeted it out and we talked about it when it happened. I did. The Jewish man who starved like a Holocaust survivor, digging his own grave in the tunnels of Hamas. The numbers about deaths and casualties are from Hamas. They're all lies. They don't distinguish between terrorists and people. And let me make something very clear. You have to know this. You have to know this. You probably caught it because WBEN is a top flight station when it happened. But there was a survey done in Gaza about 2-3 months after the terror attack. After the October 7th terror attack. And 72% of Palestinians in Gaza said, yes, we love Hamas. We still love them. We love that they raped and killed the Jews. We love that they're holding 250 here and they're murdering them, killing them, raping them, and torturing them. We love this. Some of them are in the back of our houses or are in our basements, wherever, they had them as they're stuffing in people's houses. And they're like, we love Hamas. We love that Jewish blood ran through the streets. We want to see more of it. We went from the river to the sea. We want to kill every Jew, 8.9 million of them in Israel. So we have from the Jordan River all the way to the sea is terrorists, which is us. 72%, almost three-fourths of every Palestinian loved October 7th and still loved Hamas about 2, 3, 4 months afterwards. That's why none of these people should ever set foot in our country, the best country in the world. Flawed somewhat, but the best country in the world. That is why they should never come here. They should never come here. Unless you want people who hate Jews and love them being killed and raped and tortured, because that's 3/4 of the Palestinians. That's real important. You need to know that. That's who they stand for. And you know they voted for the Hamas twice. So, second of all, you know that no Muslim nation would take them. No Muslim nation will take the Gazan refugees. Here's a great little one right here from Breitbart yesterday. Egypt's excuse: accepting Gaza refugees would end the Palestinian cause. We don't want any Gaza refugees because it'll end their cause. We want them to be perpetual victims, but we don't want them. And you know they don't want them because Hamas is the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Muslim Brotherhood is the birther of terrorism and modern day radical Islamism. So Egypt doesn't want them. Jordan way back when took them. And what happened to Jordan when they took some of the Palestinian refugees? They blew them, but they blew up Jordanian people, and they killed them, and they committed terrorism. Get the hell out of this country. Never again is what they said. No Muslim nation will take them, and we shouldn't take them either. This idea that there's some kind of shame in Israel doing what it's doing is wrong. Let me share something with you. Oh, real fast. This came out about an hour or two ago from Breitbart. This is so awesome. Netanyahu said this. You've seen in the past couple of weeks, or maybe a little bit more, that UK, France, and Canada, I might be missing one, but I think that's it, all came out and said, we want a Palestinian state. Yes, we want to reward Hamas for slaughtering 1,200 Jews, raping them, killing them, kidnapping them, and starving them, torturing them. We want to reward them with a state. Yes. We like rewarding terrorists. Part of this is because radical Islamists are starting to take over those countries. And they're a constituency that is getting bigger where they're afraid of them. Macron's polling is horrible, for example. He doesn't want to peevel off the radical Islamists that are taking over parts of Paris and the country. And eventually will take over that country. But they recognize. So this morning, Bibi said, Netanyahu, he said, would UK PM Starmer, Keir Starmer, would he reward Hamas with a state next to London if they killed 15,000 Britons? Because that's the equivalency of his population and the victimization that happened to Israel, like, you know, for the population and the percentage of victims. So that's it. He said, here we go. Israel, which is the tiny size of Wales, he says, let's imagine what would be the response in Britain if, in your case, about 15,000 people or 10,000 people would be butchered in one day, and you'd have, I don't know, 2,500 hostages taken. You know, you would say, well, okay, we should give our attackers a state right next to London. Of course not. That is a wonderful and simple way of stating what he wants to do. Now, you have to hear this from the New York Post. This is from a woman who has she's Jewish, and she has some Jewish children at a, in her words, Zionist Jewish summer camp. Well, look, I'm a Zionist. I support the state of Israel. I'm a Zionist. That's it. That's all it is. That's all it means. She says that it's a Jewish camp where they do the same thing that we do for our camps, you know, canoeing, hiking, soccer, et cetera. And then they also had, they fundraised to bring dozens of Israeli children that were traumatized from the terror attack to a safe place to have a wonderful summer. While they were doing this, she says, they were doing a live stream of a ceremony they were having. While they were doing this, paragliders appeared over the campus. They swooped low and panic rippled throughout the crowd. So I don't know. And she said this was some kind of a stunt. I don't know if it was because they were literally trying to terrorize children at a Jewish summer camp by flying over them with the paragliders, or if they were just doing this because they're, you know, Beavis and Butthead up there trying to be stupid and do tricks. Doesn't matter. That post, that live stream she did of the ceremony and with the hang gliders, paragliders coming over, it went viral, over 5 million views. Thousands of hateful comments came after that post. Strangers mocked the idea that Jewish children could have PTSD, she says. Of course, because they're oppressors, these people would say. They sneered at traumatized kids as if they were actors in some propaganda campaign. Then She says she got a direct message with a woman using her real name, a smiling white woman who is a worked for Fidelity. She worked for Fidelity, and she's one of these, "Hi, look, I'm smiling in my profile. I'm a white lady, and I want to manage your funds, and I care for all people, and I want to do great things for all people. I support this." She sent a direct message. F you, obviously the full word, F you and F your kid who goes to Nazi summer camp. Free Palestine from you sick Fs. You are literally indoctrinating your children with the idea that raping and murdering people, remember who was raped and murdered on October 7th and continues to be raped in captivity. I'm going to pause it right there. But the key here is she's smiling, she's happy, she wants to help you and wants to be, have you as a customer for Fidelity Mutual, whatever they're called. And she sends these messages that are unreal, and it gets worse. And I want to ask you this. This lady decided to share, you know, she decided to share the post publicly in the woman's name. And I want to ask you if you support exposing people who do stuff like this, vile stuff like this. Do you support exposing people, not doxing them, but, you know, putting out publicly what they send to you privately that is so sickening? I sure as heck do. And I'll tell you why coming up next. It's Chris Crockin for Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Crockett for Joe Beamer. Joe's joining me in 13 minutes, roughly. To chime in on what he's got coming up next for his fill-in show. I was talking to producer Tanner off the air, and I said he's going to come. I've soiled his show. I have soiled Joe's show. I've ruined it. Oh gosh, come on, come on! Right here. By the way, couple. I always love the breaking news, throwing it on real fast for you. Judge Boasberg, that crazed leftist in D.C. who hates Trump. Is now cleared officially just moments ago to rule on the CECOT, you know, the terrorist jail in El Salvador. He is now cleared to rule on a CECONT illegal migrant deportations after the appeals court decision. They dissolved an emergency stay, sent it back to Judge Boasberg, which is this going to be a joke, to consider the fate of hundreds of deported CECONT. He's going to bring them all back. We need these rapists, terrorists, criminals, and illegals back in our country. They add value like that crazed child rapist illegal that was screaming in the streets of D.C. when he was cuffed and stuffed the other day. Let's play that again, because sometimes it's good to just keep playing it. It's fun. Let's see if I still have it up. Let me see if I got the guy in here. It's so funny. Hold on. Where is he? There he is.
Yo no debo nada. Yo no debo nada.
Yabba-dabba do.
Yo trabajo.
I trabajo, I work, yes. And you know what else you do? According to authorities, you rape. He was arrested January 2024, a year and 7 months ago, for aggravated sexual assault on a child under 13. This is who the Democrats were championing. This is who they said is terrible. This is Univision. It was a Telemundo. Was doing all sorts of live broadcasts and going nuts, apparently, saying how awesome this guy was and how horrifying. These horrible authorities were. Let him rape more children! Is what they were saying. Here's Tish James. She got her arse handed to her today. We all knew this would happen. The $500 million judgment against Trump was thrown out. Here she is.
And that is why I will be honored when I walk into that courtroom on October 2nd.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Woo! Get Trump! Get Trump! Woo!
Well, my role is civil.
Yes, sir!
But I will come back before you soon with a check for $250 million.
Oh, we just got the check. Is it $500 million? Is it $250 million? No, here it is.
0.0.
And to let you know that he is no longer allowed to do business in the state of New York.
What a sad place to live, where people in a state seek to destroy a man's life over letting thugs run free with no bail, like we had three people, a fourth is on the lam, doing a home invasion in metropolitan Buffalo overnight, beating the hell out of a guy, stealing $30,000 worth of stuff. The great news is they're out free to go back and finish the job, maybe kill the guy, maybe break into your house. I love how also they're like in the news, well, this is an isolated incident. Don't have to. Nobody else has to worry. So when they're out there and about, they're not going to do anything to you. Trust us. And then what else do we have here? We have, this is great. So here's Tish James and all of her prowess. Let's go to Fake News CNN with senior legal analyst Ellie Honig.
Well, I'm not Wolf. I have been skeptical of the attorney general's case for a long time. I'm on record saying that this is a huge win for Donald Trump, any way you cut it. And this is a stinging rebuke to the attorney general, Letitia James. The finding here, it's a very long, complicated ruling, but the bottom line is, while the finding of liability against Donald Trump can stand, for now at least, the damage...
For now at least, that might not stand.
...damages award, which started at $350 million, with interest gets up close to $500 million, that is thrown out. And the core reason for that ruling, according to the judges, is essentially that there was not enough of a showing here that there were actual victims.
Because there are no victims. Oh, man, come on. Oh, come on, man. Aw. My little hamster on the wheel's not moving. Come on, you can play. Oh, man. Don't you hate it when you click on the thing, it just sits there and does nothing? Yeah. I love this. We'll play it again real fast just because it's fun.
Well, guys, this just in. Fox can confirm that President Trump will go on patrol tonight in our nation's capital with law enforcement and military personnel.
I'm going to go on patrol. It's going to be huge.
At his side. President Trump broke the news today in a radio interview, and we expect more reportable details short.
Don't tase me, bro. I love it. I love this. But how's he going to go on patrol, dude? He's going to have like 50 Secret Service people. He's going to be in the Beast. he's going to put some sirens on the Beast and go around, right? Is he going to wear a Kevlar vest? I hope so. All right, let me finish this off, though, because here's the raw Jew hatred, a lot of which you may not see. And that's why I follow accounts like StopAntiSemitism.com. I'm not a Jew, but I do this because exposing people need to know there are dentists who might be working on your teeth. There are doctors. There are professors. Well, professors are an obvious one. There are Fidelity fund advisors or financial advisors that just viscerally hate Jews and say horrific things about them and even to them. So I was mentioning in the last segment that this Jewish woman took her kids to a Jewish camp. They also fundraised to bring a whole bunch of Israeli children who were victimized, obviously, or terrorized under the Hamas terror attack. And they're at this camp, she was live streaming a ceremony when some people were either doing a stunt or trying to mess with the Jewish camp, God forbid, by flying over and going real low over the camp in paragliders, which is what the terrorists, Hamas, used to slaughter Jews. And got over 5 million views, but then they got all these hateful comments. Strangers mocked the Jewish children about the idea that they could have PTSD. They sneered at traumatized kids as if they were a propaganda campaign. And then comes this woman who direct messaged her, Israel and your Nazi summer camp, free Palestine, you sick F. You're literally indoctrinating your children with the idea that raping and murdering people for their land. This is some white chick smiling on her profile who's a Fidelity investment manager, guidance person that wants to represent you and about how to handle your money. You are literally indoctrinating your children with the idea that raping and murdering people for their land is not only okay, but promised to you by God. Zionism, which I am a part of, is a disease that you are spreading to your children, and one day you will be recognized as a supporter of genocide that you are. It's what an ignorant and hateful thing. She goes on, I'll read a few more of these things she said to her in several direct messages. You teach your children genocide's okay, which is exactly what you're doing when you send them to Zionist summer camp. Do they know their kids their age are being starved and blown up because of your beliefs? No, Hamas is starving them and blowing them up. Do you teach them that nearly 500,000 Palestinians have been murdered in the last 2 years? False, lie. You support an ethno-state that is ethnically cleansing a group of people. Why does some white financial advisor in Colorado care about this? And how does she get such a vile hatred and this passion to hate Jews? Maybe it goes back to what I said earlier. This is their religion, leftism, all this stuff with the climate lie, with hating Trump, with hating law enforcement, with loving child rapists and murderers that are illegal and criminals. This is their faith. This is their religion. That's what I can come up with. By the way, if you want to chime in, 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930. Everything I'm playing on the air and talking about is on my Twitter feed. It's also on my Facebook page, all sorts of stuff. Just look me up at Chris Krokshow, C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K, at Chris Krokshow. I do a daily podcast. You can find it all there, too. She writes on, does it not bother you that children are being slaughtered? Anyways, her name is Danielle Gordon of Denver. She's white, middle-class, college-educated, employee of Fidelity, one of the largest financial institutions in the country. LinkedIn profile says she's dedicated to working with inclusive. Yes, inclusive. There we go. Inclusive, respectful, and ethical places. Unless she's hating on Jews, then all bets are off. Anyways, I support exposing her, not doxing her, but exposing her. Here's the woman, here's who she works for, and here's what she said to me. Just share it. This is what's public, and share it. Let people decide how they want to handle this. People need to see how vile and how much hatred is out there. So here's one more. You're literally indoctrinating your children with the idea. Oh, I already mentioned that one. Zionism, these are other posts on different pages, but it's the same thing. But basically, here's what happened. Fidelity fired her, which is exactly what you would want. And then she writes, this columnist in the, it's Bethany Mandel in the New York Post, I am an October 8th Jew, and I love this. I love this. She says, here's my message. If you come at Jews, expect a fight. And I'll tell you this, expect a fight for me too as a Christian. That's my part. What being an October 8th Jew means. You come at us, we expect a fight. It means fighting back with every tool we have. I love what Dershowitz says. You sue a Jew, we sue you. Or you, whatever, assault a Jew, whatever, we sue you. I agree. Everything. Throw everything at him. It means fighting back with every tool we have. Our voices, our platforms, and our refusal to be silent. And that's why I say we must, if you're a non-Jew, a goy, as my friends called me jokingly, back in junior college, us too. Big time. No professional should be able to boast about inclusivity by day while preaching genocide against Jews on weekends without being held accountable. October 7th was a day of horror. October 8th was a day of reckoning. Amen. 100%. 100%. Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel is now Woke Barrel. Have you seen this? This is a real embarrassment. First of all, have you seen the design? It's on my Twitter feed, at Chris Kroc, C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K. Have you seen the, where you walk into these newly designed ones? It's ridiculous. It's stupid. And I have very good news, too, for those of us who think this is Woke Barrel and it's a joke. Their stock has plummeted. Go woke, go broke. And I mean, I'm never going to one again. Their stocks, after a CEO, Julie Fels Masiano, whatever her stupid name is, it's a double hyphenated long last name, her decision to decolonize the company, quote unquote, all because of all this, the stock is being wiped out. So far, $250 million in value. Since she became the CEO, stock is down 34%, erasing $587 million in value. And I will never do anything with them or anything or support them in any way, shape, or form ever again. Here is her with, I think it was whatever, ABC, The Morning Show, whatever. I don't. Here we go. Woke Barrel.
All right, I got to ask this question. I think I probably know the answer.
By the way, you have to hear her laugh. She's like, she goes, ee-hee! It's really, like, this woman's a nightmare for PR. And here's Strahan is, like, kissing her butt. Oh, you're so awesome. Get out of here, you clown.
All right, I got to ask this question. I think I probably know the answer. What if all the customers are coming at you hard enough about the look of the restaurant and they want to go back to the old way? Would you do it?
Honestly, the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive that people like what we're doing. I'll give you another soundbite. I actually happened to be in Orlando last week with all of...
I'll give you another soundbite? She's like quoting the media coach that coached her. Talk. I'll give you another summit. Contrived, leftist.
Our managers, we bring them together and every other year. And the number one question that I got asked, Michael, was, how can I get a remodel? When can I get a remodel? How do I get on the list?
Everybody's clamoring to remake their Woke Barrel.
Oh, really?
So because
as
the feedback and the buzz is so good, not only from our customers, but from
the buzz is, there's tons of buzz, and we're done with you.
Our team members, they want to work in a wonderful restaurant. So we're doing everything for our guests and our team members.
Well, Julie Messino, it's wonderful to have you here.
Pleasure to
and
be
thank
here.
You
thank
for
you
asking,
again.
Answering those questions for all the Cracker Barrel fans.
Cracker Barrel didn't just lose its logo, it lost its soul, said one. I love this. I retweeted this one. Under a CEO more obsessed with DEI quotas than country charm, they've scrubbed the iconic logo, remodeled 70-plus stores into sterile showroom knockoffs, pledged $700 million to erase every trace of what made it feel like home. According to the Civil Rights Complaint, they're opening this openly discriminating against white employees. Woke Barrel. There you go. All right. Joe Beamer, first of all, I hope I haven't soiled your show. I haven't soiled your show, sir. I don't know if I probably have.
No, it was amazing stuff, Chris. I was wondering if you just wanted to continue on. I'll sit here keep enjoying it.
No! No! Are you going to go to Woke Barrel?
Well, here's the thing, Chris. Everyone knows this about me. I mean, Cracker Barrel is one of my... I'm a road trip guy. I have season ticket. I have season tickets at Virginia Tech. So I'm on the road a lot in the fall, all right? And Cracker Barrel is, you know, I mean, it's... When you're driving through Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Southwest Virginia, Cracker Barrel is there a lot, and I love Cracker Barrel. This really hits me because this is the beginning of the end. I mean, I went down a wormhole. Is that a wormhole? No. What are they called on YouTube?
Whatever I got you. Go down. No, whatever. I got you.
Rabbit hole. Wormhole. Yeah, rabbit hole. And you know, you look at these companies where some young, in quotation marks, CEO comes in and wants to, you know, put their spin on it. Ruby Tuesdays, Fridays, they're gone. They're pretty much gone. Yeah. And unfortunately, I think Woke Barrel is next. I will not. I am going to. Our Cracker Barrel hair has not been touched. It still has the same logo. Still has the same great store.
Are you going to chain yourself, Joe, to the front of the restaurant?
Well,
chain yourself.
I was thinking,
you know, change it.
I mean, Chris, we're down to only one more left in Western New York. You know what I mean? And once they remodel it, it's not the same. It won't have that feel. So I feel like I have to do my duty, and maybe I can ask some of my tree-hugging friends, how do I do this? What's the right way to do this?
Yes, yes. And so you should probably, like I said, chain yourself to the front door like with it closed, and then I'm not going anywhere. You could broadcast live, and I'm not going anywhere. Not without my Cracker Barrel.
That's
no
right.
Woke Barrel.
No, I want to have, I want Cracker Barrel that still looks like it did when I was 8. I want my gravy and biscuits. I want the fireplace. Yes. I don't need McDonald's to take over my Cracker Barrel. You know what I mean?
Yes. What else do you got going on? You got 3 hours coming up, right, brother?
Yes, and we're going to talk about this Ian Sams. Says that in his 2 years of being a spokesperson for the Biden administration, he only saw the president twice in 2 years.
That's great.
It's all coming back to everything they knew. Everybody in that White House knew. No one can convince me otherwise. They knew. They were lying to you. And it's slowly coming out. And Chris, like you just said, I mean, one president we barely saw. The others is going to be on the streets of D.C.
tonight.
What
the hell? What do you think about that? He can't patrol. He's going to have like 50 or 100 agents around him, and he's going to be in the beast.
I think we'll get a few really good pictures that will be great for memes. The point is, we see Trump every day. We barely saw Biden.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And for the people that, I understand, Chris, the people that are trying to, you know, stay employed. Okay, whatever. But, you know, the guy on the street, your neighbor, why are you still trying to convince, why do you care? Just be honest. We all learned in that debate that Joe Biden didn't know what country he was in. And you still have people a year later trying to say, no, he was a better president than Trump. I don't think he was actually the president. Like, I don't think he was actually doing the job as president. And then another thing, the specifics of this NFTA pull have come out. Now, this is a light rail expansion they're proposing.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about the mugger mover. Do you support this crap? The jail rail, we call it, too.
So, now, when I was a kid, I grew up, now, right now, it's a six-mile stretch. That's all we have for the last 40 years. I grew up near the rail, and I went to college on the rail. So, I used it a lot to go downtown. But, I mean, Chris, this is a sinking population. You're 25 years too late on the expansion.
Right.
But they did this survey and they only 42% of the people asked live in a town that it's going to go through. And
what
even less than that will actually be affected by the rail. So
what
I want to get into that as well.
Good. What a joke. And these poor people that are going to lose their homes possibly if this goes through. And I mean, it's just stupid, isn't it?
It's like I said, I think if the original had gone a fourth of what they planned in 1980, and maybe if it went to the airport, Chris, we'd be having a different conversation.
Yeah.
It's not. It never was. And again, we're a declining population. I think we're way too late to this.
I appreciate you, my friend. And thanks for letting me chime in on your show and to go nuts.
I loved it, Chris.
Thank you. It's very, very kind of you. I get one more day next week, so we'll see. I mean, you don't count your chickens before they hatch you. I might soil the show next week, so stay tuned for that next Thursday.
You're only making it better, Chris. You're only making it better.
Thank you, brother. I'll send you a check. We'll see you in 4 minutes and 5 seconds, whatever. Yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes. There he goes. Joe Beamer's coming up next on the next program, filling in, as it were. So I will see you a week from today. It has been a blast. Follow me on social media at Chris Kroc Show. That's at Chris Kroc Show. I do a podcast every day, too. Chriskrok. Hasta mañana, or hasta in a week. I think it's time to go. News Radio 930 WBEN. Chris in for Joe.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.